curled your tinted hair. Ruby, are you contemplating going out somewhere? The shadow on the wall tells me the sun is going down. Take your love to town. It wasn't me that started that old crazy Asian war, but I was proud to go and do my patriot.
And welcome to Breakthrough Entertainment right here on 1480 AM KPHX. Greg Isaac, Joseph Ferdo, our great producer Eric Reinert, and of course we're going to tell you today, you know, ways that probably you could, well, not only that you could die in other countries, but, you know, maybe we'll think of some ways to avoid it, like having Liam Neeson on your side. But Joseph, tell us about the song leading us in and exactly what today's theme is all about.
Well, this is Kenny Rogers, of course, because Kenny Rogers is one of the stars of No Escape. The movie that we're celebrating today, it's an inside joke, you'll get it in just a few moments, but
yes.
This is Ruby, Don't Take Your Love to Town. From No Escape, the soundtrack of No Escape, of course. Today is Breakthrough Entertainment's 1001 Ways to Die in Another Country. It is the third time that we've had a similar theme. Of course, it all started 2 years ago with 1001 Ways to Die at Sea.
Yeah.
Last year, we had 1001 Ways to Die in the Air.
Right.
And this year, we have 1001 Ways to Die in Another Country. We're going to go through all 1001 ways today in the next 3 hours.
And when you're in this country, you got to make sure that your car is working. You don't want to be stranded on the side of the road because that could be very dangerous. And, of course, take your vehicle to Alexander's All Care Automotive Repair, 3310 East Thomas Road here in Phoenix. And give them a call at 602-956-3781. 602-956-3781 or visit him online at alexandersautorepair.com.
Yes. And we are still streaming on Meerkat.
Yeah, Meerkat.
Yeah, I think we're having some difficulties at the moment. There are a lot of people who are on Meerkat.
Yeah, today is a big Meerkat day, I guess.
Yes, it is. Let's see if
everyone's catching on. Unbelievable.
Yeah, I guess Glenn Beck is out there and he's streaming, and so yeah. we're streaming again now. So I think we were knocked off the stream or something like that.
Who would
want
to listen to Glenn Beck?
Listen to us. I know. So tell all your friends, listen to us instead. So sorry if it kicked you off, but we're back on.
Yeah,
I don't know if it's gonna work or what. But yes, we are gonna go through all 1001 ways to die in another country today.
And ways that maybe you could avoid dying.
Like, yes.
I think really the only way, though, could be bringing Liam Neeson with you. You got to clone him and hope that he's there and ready to go and he can track your coordinates down and all that good stuff.
Right, because you don't want to get kidnapped in another country. You don't want to get kidnapped here.
No.
There are plenty of ways to die here, right here in the United States.
Absolutely.
I'm watching one of them right now.
Yeah.
What is it?
I just found the gunman that killed those two reporters.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
He actually was filming it himself.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's absolutely disturbing.
Mm-hmm.
Another
disturbing thing that happened, but it ended up being the heroic thing, is I don't know if you saw the picture of the little toddler that got kidnapped, grabbed in a park, and his 8-year-old sister and 10-year-old brother ran after the guy and started screaming.
Wow.
And when they screamed, these teenagers nearby heard that, and so the guy put the toddler down and went away because, you know, the other people were going after him. So at least that little guy's okay. But, yeah, what happened, there's just some disgusting stuff going on.
Yeah, the world is a very scary place, and and we don't want to scare everyone. That's why you said we are going to teach you some ways to avoid.
Right.
You know, because, of course, our featured guest today is, let's see, her name is Bailey Reichert.
Okay.
And she is with the website don'tdieabroad.com.
Okay.
And now that's not like abroad.
Yeah.
Like a woman. It's abroad, another country. But she's got this website. And she's going to tell us all how to avoid dying in another country.
Yeah.
Of course, we've got plenty of other guests today as well. Really great show. Breakthrough Entertainment's 1001 Ways to Die in Another Country. We've got Jason Dundas. He is the host of America's Best Dance Crew. They are having their live finale this Sunday night.
Okay. What channel is that on?
MTV.
MTV.
MTV. And you know what? Right after it, right after that, you can watch the VMA Awards. Or I guess it's just the VMAs.
Yeah.
Right? Because the Video Music Awards. Awards. You wouldn't say awards twice.
Absolutely. If you do it twice, it just, no.
No, no. No, don't do it twice.
Not going to work.
No, no. So you're going to... it's going to be... we're going to talk about both those topics. Of course, he's also from Australia, so maybe he can tell us some ways that we can avoid dying in Australia, because we don't want to die there. And then we also have a couple of different actors from the movie Turbo Kid, which opened yesterday at the Film Bar. And it's also playing on video on demand, so there are plenty of ways that you can see this movie. It's called Turbo Kid, and we have the lead actor, Turbo Kid himself, Monroe Chambers.
Nice.
And we also have the lead actress, who plays a kind of a robot in the film, Laurence. I don't know if it's LeBeau or LeBeouf.
Yeah.
If it's Laurence, what was it?
If it's spelled like that, it kind of looks like LeBeouf. Maybe LeBeouf. There's a maybe relation to Shia somewhere.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah,
plenty of other movies that we're going to be talking about today as well, including Digging for Fire. I know, Greg, you really like Jake Johnson.
Absolutely.
Because people always say that you look like...
I don't think I do. Maybe a little resemblance. But yeah, sometimes I literally have to say, oh, we had to stop and look, and I just don't think that's the case, but whatever. If you think that's great. I mean, it helps my ego, I guess.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
He's hilarious and whatever, you know. He's one of those guys that the last couple of years has turned into, you know, when you hear he's in a movie, even some of the minor roles or cameos he has, you're like, yeah, you got to check it out.
Yeah. And, of course, that movie is Digging for Fire, and it is written and directed by Joe Swanberg.
Who did the Drinking Buddies.
And this brings back a lot of the different stars from that film.
Yeah.
We also are going to be talking a little bit about War Room. It's a new movie from Alex and Stephen Kendrick.
Okay.
And Z for Zachariah, starring Margot Robbie and Chris Pine and Chiwetel Ejiofor.
Okay.
And also, I know we had on the director last week of Zipper.
Zipper.
With Patrick Wilson. We are going to review Zipper today as well.
Yeah.
And, plenty of other things that we'll be going over throughout today's show. We got some sound bites from the stars of No Escape. Did you happen to see No Escape, Greg?
I didn't, but I did actually see a movie that you reviewed last week, because I've got to,
catch up.
Well, not only catch up, but, you know, after you do it, I got to come in and make sure that you're right on point.
Okay. Okay, very good. True. And right on point. What movie is that, by the way?
I got to edit it a little bit. The Owen Wilson one.
Oh, okay.
The other Owen Wilson.
She's funny that way.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll talk about that one as well today. And we'll do our picks of the week. Everything that you normally love about Breakthrough Entertainment, we will be doing today, as we always do.
Absolutely.
So it is a great show. And have you ever been to another country, Greg?
I never have, actually.
No?
Have you?
No, I have not. Yeah. I have not been to another country. After seeing No Escape, we'll see if I am actually interested in doing so.
Okay. You've never even been to Mexico?
No. No. Have you?
Yeah, many, many times.
Have you been to Thailand?
No, but I almost did once.
Okay.
I've been through the Middle East and Europe.
And by the way, if anyone's watching, that's Eric behind the glass. Of course, we are streaming live on Meerkat. You can just go to the Meerkat app in your app store or in your Play Store or whatever you have, and you download Meerkat, and you can watch us at Breakthrough Entertainment. That is our username.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I've never been to Mexico either. Back in like spring break time when I was playing hockey, you know, in high school, all that stuff. We always had a tournament during spring break, so we always had to go out of town or something like that. So, never been there. I do want to go there at some point. And
it's a few hours' drive from here.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah, which is just forever. But, no, Italy, I want to visit some point.
You know,
there's some places out there. Amsterdam, not for the reasons, maybe others,
right.
But or maybe. But, it just sounds great. It would be great to see kind of different cultures, and I know... you know, some of the differences there might be more fun in some ways.
And we are getting listener comments. Shannon has been to Panama, and she lived there for 1 year and 3 months.
Outstanding.
So, Shannon, let us know if anything, if you escaped death in Panama or if it was a pleasant experience. And to all of our listeners, give us a call, 602-252-1480, or visit us on Facebook or breakradioshow.com. Click on the big F, but you can give us a call during the show, 602-252-1480. If you've been to another country and you have escaped death, we want to know death by what and how did you escape it. That's very important, the second part to that, I think.
Absolutely. You know what? Some of the movies we might talk about today, there's one I just thought of, and I'll mention right now on there.
Okay.
Arachnophobia.
Is that... Oh, yeah? Okay.
Because remember the little spider and the original guy that went there that got bit and killed at the beginning of the movie, but then they brought back the spiders.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So, you know, a lot of it happened here in the U.S., but still, you know.
Well, and, you know, I've found that a lot of the ways that you can die in another country in movies are of horror movies.
Yeah.
The horror genre. Mm-hmm. So they're not... we're going to go through... that's all of our bumper music today is our... movies that feature people dying in other countries or people escaping death in other countries.
Yeah.
All in honor of No Escape. Mm-hmm. It opened on Wednesday. How's it doing at the box office? I don't know. I checked and it wasn't doing fantastic. I know that it's action packed at the very least from the trailer. I'm not going to tell you what I thought of it yet, but
right. I'll check to see how it is doing. I know it's kind of a tough week in a way because we're getting to that point. You know, people are back in school and stuff like that, and a lot of the movies that have been out the last couple of weeks. There's been some big hits, so I think with No Escape, even though you have Owen Wilson and Pierce Brosnan and Lake Bell, I mean it's a good cast. I think the thing might be is that with all the other movies that have kind of been out and
people are waiting
at the end of summer,
people are waiting for other stuff,
and
then
others coming soon. Yeah, people are on budgets now, and it could be a little difficult. So there's just a lot going on. So it wouldn't surprise me maybe if it didn't do as well. Now word of mouth, if it is a movie that gets highly rated, not just by you, Joseph, but around, and people tell their friends, hey, you got to check it out, then maybe it picks up a little bit.
Yes, very true. And so we'll find out if I enjoyed No Escape in our next segment, but I also did want to briefly bring up that tragedy that we mentioned earlier. In Virginia, that was absolutely terrible. Yeah, so many things that you can find on that online. It's just very, very disturbing. Mm-hmm. Don't you agree, Eric?
Yeah, the point of view footage is pretty creepy.
Yeah. Very, very, very creepy. And anyone in the media knows, how just like I felt really, anyone felt really bad for that situation. But I think especially us in the media, we felt, especially close to that situation. Because how we're out there. We're doing, especially a feature story like that. That's...
It's just so disturbing to watch. I mean, I could... People that haven't seen it, we can say, go check it out. I don't know.
Right.
I can't watch it again. It's just horrible what happened.
You know, what's interesting is, because we are streaming live on Meerkat, and, there's people, you go in the store and you see people filming, just like, if people have their phone, I just got like a dumb phone here. If people are walking around the store with their phone up, they're no longer just texting. They are videotaping themselves and other people shopping.
Yeah.
So... Immediately, the day before that happened, I was thinking, people are going to start using this technology in a really bad ways. And I don't know if it was a premonition or just a coincidence.
Right.
But we've got to. I mean, this technology is great.
Yeah.
We're loving it. We're embracing it here at Breakthrough Entertainment, so that all of our listeners can see what happens behind the scenes and during the breaks.
Yeah.
But there are people out there who are going to use this technology for very bad. Very bad purposes.
Right, yeah, with this and other social media actions out there. Yeah, that's the thing. People just want to get internet famous, I guess, what it is. And now with this guy, I haven't followed it the last few days, so, I don't know what maybe has changed or whatnot. I know some folks, and I believe the news station where he had worked at, even though I don't think he had been there for about 2 years, they had said he should check in with mental health, and you know, and it's just stuff like this could have been avoided. I mean, you know, not to get into gun control
right.
topics right now or anything, but you know, something needs to be done. I know people say, ah, well, you know, there's other ways people can harm anyone, but you know, with I guess with guns, it's a little easier because you don't have to be right next to someone or
yeah.
anything. You can just in an instant. But yeah, the stuff's happening too much. So, and not just the stories we see on TV. I mean, it's everywhere.
Oh yeah, this is just one instance. I mean, this is yeah. You know, and the really sad thing is that it's just the first time that someone has done this. I believe that. I hope not, but I believe that it will be used for even worse purposes. So let's try to just make sure that we don't do that. And the reason yeah. I brought that up
yeah.
is because, mm-hmm. yes, it is our 1001 Ways to Die in Another Country show, but I
yeah.
am well aware that there are plenty of ways to die right here
yeah.
in the U.S.,
Absolutely.
Things that we have to do every day to protect ourselves.
Yeah.
So I'm not singling out all the other countries. I'm not saying the U.S. is any better. I'm
right.
just we're celebrating the movie No Escape.
Yeah.
That's basically what we're doing. So
Absolutely.
We're just having some fun with it. I don't want to, you know, get too serious with it. But when I was putting this together, I was thinking, what if
yeah.
people are thinking? Oh, it's like this is like the ultra patriotic show. Stay
no.
right here in America.
Or the exact opposite.
Yeah, yeah. No.
I'm just kidding. No. yeah. If you're new listeners to the show from Meerkat, you know it's. 95% of what we talk about, even when it's sort of serious, we're still kind of
yeah.
joking around. Remember, it's radio, just
right.
Throwing as much entertainment value as we possibly can out there.
Exactly, exactly. So we're just, again, we're celebrating No Escape today and several other movies.
Yeah.
And we're going to go through it for the next about 2 hours and 40 minutes. So, again, you could check us out on KPHX 1480 mm-hmm. AM in Phoenix, or you can check us out on Meerkat. Just
yeah.
go to the Meerkat app, and we're at Breakthrough Entertainment. And you can you know share some reviews if you're watching us. Or if you're listening, give us a call, 602-252-1480.
Yeah.
But before we get to anything else today, we've got to take a quick break, and we got to hear a little bit from Kenny Rogers again. Again, one of the stars
okay.
of No Escape, and I'll tell you how
yeah.
after our break. But this is Kenny Rogers singing Don't Fall in Love with a Dreamer
okay.
from No Escape.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You like Kenny Rogers?
His chicken, isn't he the Boston Market guy?
No, he used to have a Kenny Rogers
like
chicken place.
Oh, never mind.
They all went bankrupt.
Oh, okay. No, not a fan of his music, although he has a good Christmas song.
Yeah,
I think.
People actually, I would think that you look a lot like Kenny Rogers. I've gotten that a lot for me as well.
Yeah.
I like Kenny Rogers' Jackass.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He has a kangaroo.
Mad TV. Do you ever watch Mad TV?
No.
Oh, man.
They did a skit. Kenny Rogers, Jackass. It was hilarious.
Oh. I'll have to check that out on YouTube. This is Breakthrough Entertainment right here on 1480 AM KPHX. After the break, we'll find out what Joseph thought of No Escape.